The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Here we go, baby. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Around these fine United States and around the world, a lot going on. Mamma mia. The news just keeps a breaking no matter what. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. You do not want to miss Mike Gallagher, Mr. Prager, certain Dr. Sebastian Gorka on this Salem radio station, Kevin McCullough this afternoon. So we got it all for you on AM 970, The Answer. Coming up right here on the Piscopo Show, David Asman, host of Bulls and Bears on the Fox Business Network. What's the economic effect of this government shutdown? David will break it down for us. Michael Goodwin as well, the chief political columnist for the New York Post. Always a brilliant take on all things politics from Mr. Goodwin, talking about Governor Cuomo's state of the state address. And also, Frankie, some breaking news. First of all, Frank, if we could just, there's an ISIS attack. Did we have an ISIS attack? I'm reading that. Yeah. U.S. troops reportedly, this is, okay, I'm going to read this. And it's just breaking now, so I read it hesitantly, and we want to confirm it. U.S. troops reportedly killed in Syria's suicide attack claimed by ISIS. That just happened, Frankie Fibro.
That's right. The White House has confirmed that the president's aware of this. We don't know how many injuries, but we know that Americans, plural, are among the dead. So this is right on the Syrian-Turkey border. So according to videos that were posted to social media in Syria, they showed a coalition helicopter hovering over the area before landing in a nearby soccer field. Another shows it taking off, and separate clips show what appears to be U.S. forces on the ground around the scene of the explosion. So we don't know how bad this is yet, but we'll keep an eye on it. And in my view, this shows exactly why we shouldn't have American troops in Syria to be targets for ISIS and other similar jihadists. If the Russians want to, be targets for ISIS, if Iran does, and if Assad's people do, let them do this. There's no reason for American blood to be spilled for Syria.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Frankie, your point well taken, Frank. I'm telling you, 877-970-2999. But I wonder if because when the president says, okay, we're going to pull back and we're going to pull out, if this emboldens indeed ISIS. And reading here, a handful of U.S. troops have reportedly been caught up in an attack, and this is northern Syria. Monitoring group says Americans are among those deceased. So we'll follow that story. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. We got a lot to get into today, but one of our favorite people, if I could change the tone in a positive way, is Mike Lindell. And you know Mike Lindell, CEO and inventor of MyPillow, a great man, a strong man of faith, great patriot, a personal friend. And he has got, what a success story, 10 years sober. And Mike is calling in. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show, brother. Congratulations.
Thanks, Joe. Just looking at my picture here. I'm just looking at my picture here from 10 years ago. I'm going, it's been amazing. I give the glory to God, Joe, and you've really been an inspiration to me in radio. I remember coming on your show a few, 3-4 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you said, Yeah, you go, yeah, Mike, you're a natural. You're a natural. I go, what are you talking about? I'm scared to death being on the radio.
You are. But, Mike, I'm looking at the tweet. We'll retweet this, too. The picture of you 10 years ago. Because, Facebook was doing that 10 years and, how you looked 10 years ago. So tell us just how dark in depth did you go? I mean, as a crack addict, Mike, I mean, it was really as bad as it gets with you, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty bad when they're drug dealers do an intervention. They did an intervention, and I couldn't buy crack anywhere on the streets back in 2008. And I came back upstairs, Joe, and it was 2 a.m. and I couldn't buy. They had complete shutout, and I came back upstairs, and one of them was still sitting up there. He says, "How'd that work out for you?" And he says, "Give me your phone. I want to take a picture." He says, "You've been telling us for years this pillow is just a platform for God, and you're going to come back and help us all someday, and we're not going to let you die on us." And so that's those guys. A couple of them work for me now. Those dealers, and it's come full circle with all the stuff I'm going to be doing with the inner city, with the recovery network.
And
I just want my story to give people hope, Joe.
Yeah, but Mike, walk me through. So you had dealers intervene for you. That's how bad you were, man. And the end of the story is they're now working for you now. You brought them in, man, and they're clean, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been I hire so many addicts that get help. I want to tell anybody out there about addicts. Addiction is a lot of work. I'll tell you what, I can think back 10 years ago how much work that was. People say, "Mike, you work all the time now." I love what I do, and it's less work. Any addicts out there that they're hard workers. They're wounded. Their hearts are wounded. They need their hearts restored, and get your hearts restored through God, it's just it's an amazing feeling, and to be able to help other people too with this story. And then I'll tell you what, if you're out there, anybody that's addicted, there's no better place for help. I'm going to do a little plug here, Joe, than Teen Challenge Salvation Army. Any faith-based treatment centers, they are the ones that work. With God, all things are possible, and you need that. And they work. I stand by them. I put people in where I'm here in Minnesota. People send people there all the time, and they come out, and employers can't wait to hire them because the success rate's so good, and they're some of the hardest workers I have. It's just amazing.
Yeah, tell us about it before, and Mike, we appreciate it. I don't know how busy you are, and you're kind enough to call, but I saw your post. I texted Mike Lindell, you're listening. I said, "Mike, you got to call in, give us this inspirational message, and because we want to congratulate you on 10 years of sobriety." How big of a role? And I'm a man of faith, and I never like to drive it, but I am I always say I'm a church going, God fearing, guilt ridden Italian Catholic, Mike Lindell. You know what I mean? And your faith is so strong. Right. So tell us how strong. How much did faith play in your recovery?
Well, it was played a huge part of it. I mean, God protected me through all the years of near-death experiences and everything else, and all the addiction. And on January 16, 2009, 10 years ago today, I said, "God, I said I want to, I want to surrender. I want to wake up tomorrow, and I don't want to have the desire for all these drugs, cocaine, crack, alcohol." And I woke up, I was free to the desire, but I want to say something. I went to 2 weeks later, or 2 months later, Joe, I went to an outpatient thing from our church, and I walked in there, and I felt God led me there, even though I'd been straight for 2 months. And I learned something there. I learned why I was addicted in the first place, and addressed those issues. And addiction goes back so much to childhood. Mine was a divorce when I was 7 years old. My family divorced, and fatherlessness in our country and the family unit. And then, there were seeds planted back then with God. But then I actually, doing a full surrender was just played everything in my life, a full surrender. And Jesus Christ has played, I give all the glory to Jesus. And it's just, it's everything you see, every everything that I have, I put it in his hands. People say, don't you have fear of this and this and this? I don't, because I put it in his hands. And that's, when my book comes out, Joe, I think people will see that. I got a book coming out from crack addict to CEO.
Yeah.
And what are the odds? And it's just, that's why I can't say enough about your teen challenges, your Salvation Army's, Union Gospels. They've been around for decades. And the success rate coming out of there for people, because I'll tell you what, you go to a regular secular treatment center and you come out and you don't have your drugs, but also you don't have a rock
and having Jesus as your rock makes all the difference
in the world.
I love the way your friend, President Trump, reaching out to you, helping with the opioid. I saw you at the White House, man. And he's listening. President Trump is listening and taking you, for all the experience that you went through to help others with opioid addiction, Mike, right?
I'll tell you what. I was there. It's an 800-page opiate bill, and he takes that head on, and he, and then if you want to get a little political, those drugs coming across the border, I think everyone out there knows a friend that has died. Someone that's died from this terrible epidemic. I'm going to have a network coming out, Joe, where people can, stories like mine. It's going to be called the Lindell Recovery Network. Stories like mine. We're gathering them now, where you'll put in your age and your addiction, and the closest, all these stories of your age and will come down, and they've all made it through clean, and then I'm going to have all the help centers I've vetted on the right, and then I'm going to be like the tour guide, Joe. I'm going to say, hey, when you guys get out of there, then I'm going to have mentors all over the country. They're going to mentor you, so you can, it's going to be the complete package. And like for me, Joe, a friend of mine came to me right at the end of 2008, and he was my equal. He had done crack the same time when we started in cocaine way back in the 80s. But I could trust him more, his opinion, because he had been clean for 3 years. He had found God. And he came to me. I hadn't seen him in a year. And I said, Dick, I said, what are you doing here? He says, oh, the Lord led me here. I said, well, as long as you're here, I got a couple of questions for you. I said, is it boring? He said, no, man, it ain't boring. But the stuff I got from him, you know what I mean, Joe? People trust their peers, and I think it's going to be an amazing platform. And combined with the president, what he did with that opiate bill, there's so many good things in that opiate bill. We're going to beat this thing, Joe.
You know, and Mike, we're going to post a little tribute to you too. I posted a special tribute to Mr. Mike Lindell, kind enough to join us this morning to say congratulations, 10 years of sobriety. Mike, you are an inspiration, man. You know, just your faith, your friendship, the fact that you're a good regular guy that we can hang out with and have a couple laughs with, you know what I mean? And always, always, always stay positive. You know, I love your positive energy, Mike Lindell, and all that you're doing for this great country and never forgetting where you're from. God bless you, Mike. Listen, you're welcome here anytime. And hopefully I'll see you soon. You coming back east anytime soon, sir?
Joe, when I am, I'm going to come and see you, but hopefully in the next week or two. Yeah, I love it out there.
Yeah, well, you know, we love having you here, Mike, and please, I'd love to see you. And thank you, Mike. And you know what? God bless you. Congratulations, my friend. And we're wishing you all the best, Mike. Our hearts are with you.
Thanks, Joe. God bless you all. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Mike Lindell right there. Inspirational story. Think about it. I got on a plane with Mike, and we were going out to Minnesota. We were doing a special show. He said, Joe, I need you to perform out in Minneapolis, right? So true to his home state. So I go out, I'm on the plane. Now, the whole time the plane with Mike, and if you know Mike, he's so full of energy, you know, and he's so positive all the time. We talked the whole time out to Minnesota, Minneapolis from New York, and talking about everything he went through, the depths that he went through. And when the book comes out, you got to read the book, man, because here's a guy. He was like, I mean, drug addicted in the inner cities of Minneapolis. And it was so bad. Like you just heard Mike say, the drug dealers stepped in and said, yo, man, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You're getting too involved with the drugs. You gotta try to do recovery. And then he had a vision of doing the pillow. He went with the pillow. The pillow becomes just this mega success. And now he's taking those people that you know, that actually walked him out of that dark depths there. He found God. It's a great story. It's an inspirational story. And he's a great guy. And he is so much fun to be with, Mike Lindell. So we appreciate Mike joining us. And we wanted to just, you know, if you're going through something, man, if Mike Lindell can make it through, so can you. I'm telling you, the man is an inspiration. Joe on the radio, it's 19 minutes after 9 o'clock right there. A lot going on. And we'll break it all down for you. David Asman, another inspirational story, by the way. David has a great story. He's the host of Bulls and Bears on the Fox Business Network weekdays at 5 p.m. We're going to find out what's going on with the economy. What's the economic effects of this government shutdown? Michael Goodwin this hour as well. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you. Debbie's on the roads. Checking out traffic in New York, and the surrounding areas. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock right now on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's take a spin here and see what's happening on 684. It's kind of busy southbound, getting down toward exit 6, getting right down toward Katona. It's an accident being cleared. Also, the Sawmill northbound up through Yonkers, they just cleaned up an accident there. Easing southbound thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Heading over to the inbound side of the GWB, you're moving along okay. Lincoln Tunnel looks fine now. Holland, about 20 to 25. 287 North, exit 33 up toward Bernardsville and up into Morristown, moving better with an accident just cleared. Eastbound side of the BQE, pretty busy heading up toward the Battery Tunnel. That's an accident. 20 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Grand Central Parkway westbound, that's going to be stop and go out by City Field. An accident over there to deal with. Raritan Valley Line of New Jersey Transit, a 30-minute delay and delays on the downtown ANC trains. Partly cloudy today, high of about 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. Pray the Rosary. Change your life. Change your world. Visit rayofhopefoundation.com to learn more and help their mission. That's rayofhopefoundation.com.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Make 2019 your most comfortable and productive year ever by getting yourself an X chair. Ever since I've gotten the X chair, I have been raving about how much I love it for now, I don't know, is it a year, 2 years? Well, if you've been on the fence about buying one, here's great news. Now you can finance the purchase of your X chair for as little as $30 a month. Once you sit in it, you will understand why I love my X chair so much. X chair is on sale now for $100 off. Just go to xchairdentist.com. That's xchairdentist.com. D-E-N-N-I-S. That's xchairdentist.com. xchairdentist.com or call 844-4X-CHAIR. That's 8444-X-CHAIR. X-CHAIR comes with a 30-day, no-questions-asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. Go to xchairdentist.com now, get $100 off, and when you use the code DENNISFOOTREST, you will get a free footrest. That is xchairdentist.com, xchairdentist.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer. It's 924. I love how I'm looking at, I have a great picture I'm searching right now. David Asman is going to join us in 2 seconds. He is the host of Bulls and Bears on the Fox Business Network weekdays at 5 o'clock. A great picture of David and I. And you let me know, guys, when David jumps on the air with us here, because I'm going to retweet this. I found the picture. We were together at an event, and he's a very, very good man and a very, very decent man with a great, great story. We like inspirational stories here on the radio. We try to tell you that. We try to take the high road. All the nonsense that's out there, all the insanity that we see and that we report every morning, it's just impossible to get through, you know? And we appreciate your phone calls, by the way, but we always try to take the high road. In the name of God, we try to take the high road, but it ain't easy, all right? All right, let's go to David right now. David, hey, David, welcome to the show, brother. Great to have you back.
Thank you. How you doing? The problem is you're talking about the high road. I don't know why you invited me on talking about the high road.
No, you know, I want to talk about business, and then let me lean on our friendship, man, because I'm a fan, you know.
Sure.
And I'm going to post a picture where you and I, we were at several sources.
Oh, I love it. That was a wonderful meeting. With the one with Charles Payne was there, too.
Charlie was there. And matter of fact, it was great because it was helping moms who needed help and children, and you were there. Tell us before, David, and again, not to lean into it, and if you're listening, please, I don't mean to drive this home, but I always like somebody who shows a strong faith. You converted to Catholicism, correct?
Yes, I did. And, you know, usually it's a pretty private thing. But in this case, when we were at the Several Sources shelters, it seemed appropriate because, you know, the
it was
Catholic
a beautiful
Church,
it's a beautiful story, man.
Well, it's a strange time with all the crap, forgive the phrase, but with all the stuff that's going on with the Catholic Church, everybody says, now you're converting to Catholicism? You must be crazy. And I don't know, I guess, you know, sometimes God has a plan for you that you can't figure out in this life. Maybe you will eventually when you have a one-to-one with him, but I just kept getting put in circles, Catholic circles, and of good people that were doing very good things for people in need in this world. And I just figured, you know, I might as well join the team that I'm fighting for.
You know, it was your wife that turned you toward Catholicism.
My wife is an angel and a rock, and also a beautiful woman with whom I'm about to celebrate my 30th year of marriage in February, so I'm very happy about that. But she's been working on me for about 29 of those 30 years. When she and I married, I was pretty agnostic, and you know, I'd pray and I believed in God, but I didn't have a particular church or anything. So she's been working on me for a while, and it finally paid off.
I see how you are with your family, David. You are, I tell you what, buddy, you're a great guy. And I'm proud to know you. I have to tell you, David Asman, host of Bulls and Bears on the Fox Business Network, weekdays, 5 p.m. David, any end in sight of the shutdown, my friend?
You know, the latest concern, and it was expressed by the air traffic controls union, is that eventually they're going to run out of air traffic controllers. Now, if the air system is shut down, I think that's going to be putting a lot of pressure on a lot of people. That may force either the president's hands to pull the so-called nuclear trigger, which is you know, call for a national emergency in order to fund border security, or something else. But you can't paralyze you know, the air traffic controller system, because if we bring down commercial flights, you know, if we ground all these commercial planes, that's going to essentially stop the nation's business. So far, though, as you can see, the market is, I just looking at the futures today, once again, the markets are expected to be up triple digits. They're climbing this wall of worry, which includes not only the shutdown, but Brexit. You know, over in England, jolly England, they're having this very unjolly time. We have still have these trade tensions with China. China just convicted this guy, gave him the death sentence, this Canadian over there, in order to hit back at us. And there's a world economic slowdown, but the markets just keep going up. So we've been kind of isolated from all these troubles. But again, I think if our whole private air system is in jeopardy of being grounded, that may be what stops this craziness.
Well, and if this continues, what will it mean for the economy? Does our rating as a nation go down, David?
Yeah, not particularly. That's you know, the funny thing is, with all the trade tensions that we have with China, there was a good piece in the Wall Street Journal today about how hungry Chinese investors are for dollar assets, whether they're stocks or bonds or whatever. I mean, there's an old adage in journalism, follow the money. And it's the same. You could say the same thing about the economy. If you really want to see what's strong, follow where what people are buying. They're buying dollar assets because there is no country on the planet as solid right now as the U.S. The U.S. economy is on strong footings. You know, the tax rates, thank God, were brought down. We had the highest corporate tax rate in the industrial world. Now it's down to below average in terms of where most tax rates are. So it's a good investment. We have deregulated the economy to the point where businesses can get a footing again, and not just U.S. businesses, but foreigners who want to invest here. So where else are you going to put your money? Having said all that, it's if you have money in, I would definitely not pull it out. But it's a little like walking on ice in the springtime. You got to be really careful. You know what I mean? It's the ice is getting a little thin, you're still in Minnesota. But if you know, as a Jersey boy, you know, sometimes you walk on ice in the spring and you get pretty wet. So you really have to watch every day, as opposed to, you know, a year ago you wouldn't even bother to look at your 401k. Now I kind of look at it every day.
Is it? Does the Fed cause that volatility in the stock market, do you think, when that interest rate comes up, David?
Well, here's the, you know, everybody calls Trump a madman except when he's right. And usually you find out that he's right after they've called him a madman. I remember when he started haranguing the Fed, in particular Mr. Powell, who's the Fed chief, saying, you know, interest rates, this is not the time to raise interest rates. You can't do it. And everybody said, oh, the president's not supposed to say anything bad about the Fed, blah, blah, blah. Well, turned out he was 100% right, 100% right. And now every economist and even the Fed admits that he was right. So the president was right on the mark. Never has he been more on the mark than he was with his attacks on the Fed raising rates. So I think the Fed realizes, and all the economists in this country anyway have made him realize, that now is not the time to raise rates. We don't have inflation. We don't have any reason to raise rates. We have a reason to be concerned about, for reasons I said before, about the world economic growth. And therefore, it's just absolutely not the time to raise rates. So I think that's been taken off the table. That's one reason the Dow is up right now. I'm looking right now, the market's just open, and the Dow is up 86 points right now, despite all these worries, because the Fed worry is not part of the equation anymore.
Yeah, David Asman, your show is called Bulls and Bears. Are you bullish or bearish when it comes to the stock market for 2019, brother?
I'm bullish. Bullish. I think that we're going to end up in a better place. I think, having said that, you gotta have a strong stomach. We knew that 2017, once we got a tax cut in, we knew that 2017 and most of 2018 were going to be good, because you lower the cost of doing business, and surprise, you got more business. It's not rocket science, Joe. I mean, that's the weird thing about all this. It's not rocket science, but some people screw it up so that it's worse than rocket science. So you get all these rockets exploding in air. So we knew it was going to be good for the past year and a half, but this year's going to be rocky. But I think at the end of the year, we're going to end up.
And David, what's on the show today? What are you tracking for your show tonight at 5 p.m. on Fox Business Network?
The main, I would say the main thing right now is what's happening in England, because you know, there's going to be this vote of confidence over the prime minister there, Theresa May, and she's probably going to win because nobody wants the job. It's such an impossible job right now. Nobody wants it. So they won't vote no confidence for it. But at the same time, the question is how England is going to separate itself from Europe. They had made this deal to be a part of Europe about 15 years ago, but it turned sour. They're trying to get a divorce now. It's a really messy divorce, and that could affect our economy too, because we do a lot of work with the Europeans and the British, and this is a concern. So we'll be looking at that, but of course also the shutdown here, and whether or not the, you know, this thing with the air traffic controllers is could force the hand of somebody.
David Asman, you're a great man, a host of Bulls and Bears on the Fox Business Network today, 5 p.m. You want to check it out. David, great to know you, man.
Great to know you as well, and I'm sure your listeners know this, but you are a saint, Joe. There's a lot that you do that people aren't aware of, and I know about, and they should know about, because you really are a saint.
You're the best. You're so kind. David, sending love to you, my friend, and see you soon.
Same to you. Thank you, Joe.
David Asman right there, Bulls and Bears, Fox Business Network, and that's weekdays, that's today, 5 p.m. on the Fox Business Network. Joe Piscopo with Alan, Frank, and Debbie. It's 9:34 on AM 970, The Answer. Michael Goodwin, he is the chief political columnist for the New York Post, will join us momentarily. Right now, Big Al standing by with all the news, live and local on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
32 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Activists in New Jersey are calling on the State Athletic Association to fire the wrestling ref who told the high school wrestler he could either cut off his dreadlocks or forfeit his match. A video of 16-year-old Buena High School wrestler Andrew Johnson cutting his locks off before a December match went viral, sparked outrage in New Jersey and around the country. The activists say referee Alan Maloney should be let go and have his license to ref taken away for good. Maloney, who's not currently officiating, is under investigation by the state civil rights agency and the State Athletic Association. It is surprisingly easy to dial into 911 from space, as one Dutch astronaut found out. Andrew Kuipers told the public broadcaster in the Netherlands that while trying to respond to an important call aboard the International Space Station recently, he accidentally called the emergency service. He says to make a long-distance space call, you dial a city number and then 011. For Houston, it was 9. Kuipers forgot to include the 0 and alarmed the Johnson Space Center when he keyed in 911. The Dutchman is surprisingly not the first to place a call from the ISS mistakenly. In 2015, British astronaut Tim Peake accidentally called a woman from space when he dialed the wrong phone number. In sports, as you heard here last night on The Answer, Seton Hall lost 72-63 at Providence. Rangers blow out the Hurricanes 6-2. The Devils, they were crushed by the Blue Jackets by the final of 4-1. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. We're going to take it over to the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit. Still a 30-minute delay. Downtown ANC trains delays. Also delays now on the 7 train because of a stalled train. Inbound GWB moving fine. Lincoln looks fine. Over at the Holland, that's 15-20. Still moving slowly on 287 North, exit 33, getting up past the area of Bernardsville with an accident. Deegan is slowing down southbound into the Cross Bronx, and traffic is still pretty busy here at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, about 20 minutes getting into town at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The LIE westbound still very busy out by the Northern State over on the island, and taking a ride to 684 South, exit 6 in Katona, a collision. 9A southbound getting into Mount Pleasant, that's a disabled vehicle in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 42, mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 33. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnership and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Erasing America by James C. Robbins. Did you know that a Virginia school district is considering banning To Kill a Mockingbird because of complaints about racial slurs? In Erasing America, Robbins visits towns like these where the struggle over America's history is taking place and investigates the cultural effects of the pressure to erase our history. Enter to win a copy of Erasing America by James C. Robbins at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
All right, Piscopo in the morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970. The Answer, it's 9:38. I'm going to give you the 9:45. Oh, I'm good. I'm going to give you a couple extra minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus, With permission from Iggy and Alex from Route 22 Toyota, you can get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter if you call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. All European models are excluded. See, I didn't go. I said, well, I'll wait. Well, I put this off about getting a multi-point inspection for my... And then I'm like stranded the other night, right? When my battery goes dead. Had I gone and listened to myself telling you about Route 22 Toyota, that would not have happened. And now you have the chance to do it right now, at this very second, if you call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection. And the good folks at Route 22 Toyota and that beautiful state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, the all the engineers there, all the maintenance guys there, they will look and they will see if you got a problem with your battery, they're going to tell you. Not like me where you get stranded in New York City. Free multi-point inspection and a free oil change and a free filter. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Alex is there. General Manager Mr. Kinsella is there. 0% APR financing he can offer you up to 72 months for qualified buyers. 855-621-9949. This is the morning you call. All right, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
It's Jay Sekulow live, today at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
20 minutes before 10 o'clock, Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05 right now. Joe, Frank, Al, Debbie on the radio. Radio Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world. Michael Goodwin is the chief political columnist for the New York Post. Michael, a privilege always to have you on the show. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. My pleasure.
Well, Michael, you have an absolutely brilliant column in the New York Post today that everyone, it's a must read on the issue of... congestion pricing. Oy, in a nutshell, Michael, give us your take on the governor's proposal, please.
Well, look, there's a bit of a history to it, but fundamentally it is that it's all about the pricing and not about congestion. It's a scam. It's another government scam that pretends that it will fix congestion in Midtown, but it won't. In fact, much of that congestion is created by government policies, including the pernicious bicycle lanes that have cut into the amount of space for cars. Ergo, you have more cars in this in lesser space. What do you get? Congestion. You have this mindless double parking. Every potato chip and beer delivery truck can double park even when there are spaces on the curb. You have commercial carters allowed to haul around at virtually any time of day or night. You just have no enforcement of keeping things moving. You have incredible bus lines now, double parking places, blocking the box. Look, you have more people in the city. You have more cars coming into the city because of Uber. But all of those are reasons to keep traffic moving, not to find ways to limit its space. And then you ask, okay, the fees for this would be $11 for a car and $25 for a truck.
Wow.
Now, where is all this money going? Down the MTA sinkhole. The MTA spends so much money, it will never be enough. It will always, it's billions of dollars are simply a retainer. If you really wanted to improve, you have to spend billions more. But it's never enough. So you're going to make life miserable for drivers. You're going to tax them. It's Ronald Reagan's old line about government taxes everything it moves, and then when it stops, it taxes it again. That's what congestion pricing is. They created congestion. Now they're going to tax it, tax you for it. So I do not believe in it at all. I think there is something fundamentally wrong with the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. Governor Cuomo wants full control. I say let him have it. and for a test period, let's say 2 years. And if in 2 years it's better, if he's got some financial controls in there, if it's more efficient, if it's working better, then let's find ways to find more money for it. But let's not just throw more money down the hole, which is what congestion pricing is really about.
Oh, God bless you, Michael Goodwin. Because I'm a guy, I drive midtown, then I go back downtown, then I go back, and I can't afford it anymore. The taxes are just insane. What about legalization of marijuana? What's your take on that, Michael Goodwin?
Well, look, you know what? It's the same thing. They're doing it for taxes. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the government now, Joe, just keeps taking and taking from the private sector. This is the New York City, New York State government, New Jersey as well, just keeps taking from the private sector. How much is enough? It's never enough because of the politicians are fundamentally corrupted by the money. Their control of the money, which they then mostly redistribute to interest groups that will support them. So whether it's unions, municipal unions, even Andrew Cuomo with the construction unions, or with it's the activist groups who want the money for this or that, whether it's more housing for this group or special rights for that group or more welfare, whatever it is. It's always about redistributing the money. And so congestion pricing, they would take $1 billion a year out of the private sector and redistribute it to the public sector. And that is what they're doing with the highest taxes in the country already. But it's never enough. And
I
so
I,
somebody's got to say that's enough. You know, Rudy Giuliani, someone you and I both admire, back in the early days when he was mayor, there was an issue over school funding, public school funding. And Giuliani said it this way. He said there are essentially two kinds of people, those who believe the schools do not have enough money and those who believe that the way they spend the money is the problem. And I put myself in that second camp, and that is the test I use for all of these things. If you think the MTA or the state and local governments are spending the money they have wisely, okay, let's give them more. But until they spend it wisely, let's not give them more. Let's not let them take it from the people who have earned it.
Yeah, well said, Michael Goodwin with Joe on the radio. Michael, you're so right. And when they raise the money for marijuana or congestion pricing, all it does is maintain a bureaucracy. That's where all the money seems to go, right?
Absolutely. And when you look at any government project, the New York Times did a wonderful story, I don't know, 6 months or so ago, about why are subway costs in New York City so high.
Yeah.
And it found that the East Side Access to build a train essentially from the Long Island Railroad to Grand Central, or I'm sorry, at the Penn Station to take you to Grand Central,
right.
The city and state were spending $3.5 billion per mile, which is, they said, the New York Times said, with really good documentation, seven times higher than the worldwide average. Now, that includes cities like Paris or London that are major cities that are heavily dominated by unions. Still, it was seven times higher. I mean, they found jobs that nobody was doing that were being paid, right? They said it took 900 workers to do a job where the MTA had 1,100 workers on its payroll, and nobody had ever seen the extra 200 workers. Nobody knew where that money was going, and yet there were no charges, there was no arrest, there were no – it's just the money goes out the back door. Somebody's stealing it, but nobody seems to care. I mean, that is what's wrong with government in this region.
Amen, Michael Goodwin. Michael, where are we headed with the shutdown in the border, sir?
Well, look, I think that there are ample spaces for compromise. I do believe right now, Joe, that the biggest problem is that the Democrats will not negotiate. And I believe that is because fundamentally they look at the polls. The polls are blaming President Trump for the shutdown. Fair enough. And so they don't want to mess up a good thing as far as they see it. But I think that there is within the Democrats a growing group of people who recognize, I mean, many who came from these Trump districts in this last election, they recognize that there has to be some border security and that barriers are part of that. And because we have something on the order of 700 miles of barriers already, which is about 30% of the size of the Mexican-American border. So you've got vast open spaces. And so Democrats who voted for these before, new Democrats who recognize that this is necessary, I mean, why they don't force Schumer and Pelosi to simply come to the table and say, look, let's meet the president halfway. Let's get this done so we can move on. But I think they feel they're winning the public relations battle, and that if they give in to Trump on anything about the wall, which is a signature issue for him, they will be drummed out by the mob. And I think that is fundamentally the problem for Pelosi and Schumer. They are afraid of the hard left ideologues within their own party, that they will lose their jobs, they will be out of office at some point. So it's really about protecting themselves. They don't really care about, you know, the border. I mean, if they did, they would have fixed it long ago. They would have pushed President Obama to fix it. They don't really care about it. For them, it's as someone said, these are undocumented Democrats coming across the border illegally. And at some point, Joe, there will be new calls for amnesty. The new Dreamers, those who came in 2016 and 17 and 18, there are hundreds of thousands of people now coming across the border every year illegally. So many of them are claiming asylum, but they will be rejected for asylum if their hearings are ever held. But there are hundreds of thousands of cases in a backlog. So people are coming across today who will present more political problems in the future. You would think everybody would say, let's stop it right now so we can get a handle on the problem. No, no, let's let them keep coming. Let them keep coming. Let all of Central America come across.
Michael Goodman, you have to read Michael Goodman, chief political columnist for the New York Post. A brilliant column today, brilliant always. Michael, we so appreciate you being on the show, my friend. God bless you. Come back soon and we'll talk. Whenever you're ready, you can call anytime here, Michael Goodman.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you very much.
All right. We love you, man. Thank you so much. I mean, he makes more sense than, and you got to check out the column today about congestion pricing and right on the money about immigration. I tell Debbie, we're very, very blessed to have some great talent on the show. You included Debbie Duhaime, of course. But I love when Michael jumps on, David Asman and everybody else, Gordon Chang. We're just trying to make sense of a crazy world, Debbie Duhaime. Oh, my gosh.
Doing our best.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Hey, 952, Debbie is out there on the roads checking out traffic for you on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. Let's take a spin here, see what's happening on 684 South, slowing down by exit 6 in Katona. It's an accident waiting for you there. It's still kind of busy on 287 westbound as you get out toward 8E, getting out toward White Plains. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to 287 North up by exit 33. An accident was finally cleared out of the way. Garden State Parkway, that's kind of busy southbound as you get down past the Driscoll Bridge. And if you're heading to 46 eastbound through Clifton, you're seeing construction getting out toward the area of Hazel Street. Watch for some slowdowns. Cross Bronx westbound, pretty solid getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Ed Koch, 59th Street Bridge, still busy into town. Looks like you're moving a little bit slowly at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, heading into town as well. Belt Parkway westbound, that's still slowing down by Kennedy Airport. And taking a ride over to 107, getting out through Hicksville, getting into Oyster Bay Road. An accident there as well. Delays on the downtown ANC train and Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit, a 30-minute delay. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager backs the president's convictions.
Reality trumps Trump. He had no convictions of which I was aware, and I opposed him vociferously
when he was running for the nomination for president. Since he's been president, he has been a man of conservative convictions, the likes of which I have only seen once in my lifetime in a leader called Ronald Reagan.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Herpazin L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpazin L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpazin L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpazin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of sun and clouds today and becoming breezy, high 40. Becoming mainly clear, brisk and colder tonight, though 25 in Midtown, but upper teens in some northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, a colder day as some sun gives way to clouds, high 33. Some snow later tomorrow night into early Friday will accumulate 1 to at best 3 inches, with a coating to an inch at the Jersey Shore, Long Island, and in coastal Connecticut. Untreated surfaces will be slippery, though, into the Friday morning commute. The low tomorrow night, 29. Temperature will rise by Friday morning. Later Friday, clouds will break for some sun, the high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's time. Michael's of Brooklyn, Italian trivia question. Are you ready? This is the day. This and every Wednesday, we are giving you a chance to win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn been around for almost 50 years, and they make the best stuff around. You know that. And the person who calls in and gives us the correct answer to the Italian trivia question we have for you today will be the lucky winner of an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Here we go. This comes from Albert, this is a multiple choice. Look at this. Oh, we're getting fancy now, Frankie Five Boroughs. We have a multiple choice question here. How many pounds of pasta do Italians eat on average each year? How many pounds of pasta do Italians eat on average each year? Is it 20 pounds, 40 pounds, or 60 pounds? Give us a call, 877-970-2999. Good question, Al. 877-970-2999.
Frank, don't like the question.
No, I think it's not a bad question. It's imprecise.
Wait, it's not imprecise. It's an average. So on average.
Are we talking ethnic Italians or
people? Italians. Italians. People. Not in America. In Italy.
Okay.
Italians.
Thank you for clarifying.
How many pounds of pasta do you eat a day there, Al Gattulo, is what we could ask, I guess. No?
Less than a pound.
Less than a pound. Is it 20 pounds, 40 pounds, 60 pounds? How many pounds of pasta do Italians in Italy, right, eat on average each year? 20 pounds, 40 pounds, or 60 pounds? That's a good question, right? 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to that question, how many pounds of pasta do Italians in Italy eat on average every year, 20 pounds, 40 pounds, 60 pounds, wins an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn. Look, if you don't get through in the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go to, please, am970theanswer.com. Enter to win. You do not want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Coming to me in the morning.
Wow.
Leaving me at night. Coming to me
here
in
it
the
is.
Morning.
Hey, that's a cream, Albert. Thank you. Piscopo in the morning, 9:57. Do we have a winner yet? Do we have a winner?
Oh, we do. Know. We're getting their name. We're not going to be able to get it by the time.
Then
the
we won't
the
tell. Here. We won't tell you what the answer is.
That's
then.
Right.
We'll
wait
okay,
till
we
tomorrow.
Can't tell. Okay.
By the way, did you see Nancy Pelosi has sent a statement to the president saying, "Can you delay the State of the Union address?"
I know.
Sure, Nancy. No
you
problem.
Know, The shenanigans will continue. Thank you, Frankie. Great show. Thank you so much,
Fibros.
Albert, great show. Love your take on everything, Albert. Thank you as well. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, we love you. Now, Mike Gallagher's coming up. Just keep it right there. And with Mr. Prager and Dr. Gorka, I tell you, we got to tackle this. We have to embrace this because all the tenets of the United States of America, in my opinion, my humble opinion, are slipping away, and we got to hold on fast. Joe Piscopo on the radio, Frankie Fibros, Albert and Debbie. We will be back tomorrow morning. Thank you, Rick Klein, Dr. Adubato, Gordon Chang, Robert Auth, David Asman, Michael Goodwin, and you. Now go out, please. Make it the best day ever because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
32 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's word that former Queens lawmaker Jose Peralta died of a rare form of leukemia. That ruling by the New York City medical examiner. The 47-year-old died suddenly last November after reporting headaches and pressure behind his ears for a week and then fever and trouble breathing. Peralta, the first Dominican-American elected to the New York State Senate representing parts of Queens for 8 years. Get your snow shovels and salt out. And two snowstorms headed to the tri-state area later this week. Forecasters say the first will move in Thursday night, dropping several inches of snow north and west of New York City, depositing an inch on the Big Apple. The second storm, said to be stronger, will sock the area Saturday night into Sunday morning, bringing a mix of snow and rain. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.